ဒီနေ့2018ခုနှစ်ဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ9ရက်ပေါ့ကြာနေ
Today is the 9th of February 2018 It's Friday
ဒီချမ်းမြေမြေရိတ်တာအတွင်းမှာမေတ္တာတရားလာရောက်ပွားများအထောက်ကြတဲ့ယောဂီသူတော်စင်တို့မနေ့ကတော့ဒီပွားများရမယ်ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်အစဉ်ပြောခဲ့ပြီ
Last night Sayadaw told the sequence of the persons or beings we have to cultivate metta for. This happens in the frame of the metta meditation retreat at the Cham Yin Myein Meditation Center.
မေတ္တာတရားကိုဇာယအောင်သည့်ပွားများလိုတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဟာအဲ့ဒီခုနမနေ့ပြောခဲ့တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ခုနှစ်ဦးအစဉ်အတိုင်းပွားရတယ
် So those persons who want to cultivate metta in order to attain the jhanas, the absorptions, they have to develop metta in the sequence that Sayadaw explained last night. This sequenceof seven categories.
ကိုကြည်ညိုလေးစားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုပွားပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အဲသူ့ကိုအချင်းကြားကြားအကောင်းနဲ့မေတ္တာတမာတိတွေဖြစ်လာသည်ထိပွားရတယ
်. So for example, when we cultivate metta, loving kindness for a person we respect or a benefactor, then we have to do thisuntil the metta becomes really strong, until it becomes really powerful.
အဲ့ဒီလိုပွားလို့မေတ္တာဓမ္မာတိအင်္ဂအကောင်ရသွားပြီ။ဇန်ဓမ္မာတိလောက်တည်ရသွားပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ရှေ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေကိုဆက်ဆက်ပြီးဒီလိုပွားရတာ
။ So then, when the concentration based on the metta practice has become very good,Only then should one proceed to the next category of persons.
And the Uddiya Gu, that the debate say allow the Dilu Bwalaya, and as a Gurujian, Agone Medha Dhamari Di Yalara.
So it could also mean that one just cultivates Metta for one person for 10 days.
ခုတော့မေတ္တာဘွားရက်ကနှစ်ပတ်လို့ဆိုတော့ဒါဘုန်းကြီးတို့ကဒီအတွင်းမှာဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကြီးပြည့်အောင်ချိန်ပြီးဟောရတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်တူတူကိုလည်းလူ10ရက်စသည်တစ်ပတ်10ရက်စသည်ပေါ့လေအချိန်မပေးနိုင
် But however this metta retreat is only 14 daysAnd because Sayadaw wants that you cultivate metta for all persons or beings in the seven categories, so that's why he cannot have you stay with one person or one category for 1 week or 10 days.
To metta ga akong ne tamadhi san tamadhi lao di ya ong so yinဒီတရဏလာပွားမှာပူပြီးခါကောင်းတဲ့ဓမ္မရီရ
So if we want to develop a really strong concentration based on the metta practice then that would need about a month or even 2 months to establish such a good and deep concentration
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီရတော့ပွားများပုံပွားများနီးလောက်ပဲပြောပြတာပေါ့လေဒါအချိန်ယူပြီးပွားနိုင်ရင်ခုနတလနှစ်လလောက်ဒီလိုပွားရတယ
် So all that Sayadaw can do is to explain how to cultivate metta he can explain you the method of the metta meditation practice but then you would need 1 month or 2 months
ဒီနေ့မေတ္တာကိုဇံရအောင်ပွားလို့တဲ့ ယောဂီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တဲ့ဟိုစပြီးကျိုးစွာမပွားသင့်တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်၄ဦးရှိတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါပြောပ
ြ So now Sayadaw will explain to those yogis or in the method that that one cultivates metta in order to attain the jhana. At the beginning of the practice, there are certain persons one should not cultivate metta for.
Ari bhaggo leu ga namatte ko moun ne bhaggo ko de sa pi do metta ma bwa ya.
So at the start of the metta practice, one should not cultivate metta for number one is a person one hates.
ကိုကသူ့ကိုမုန်းနေတယ်ကို့မှာလည်းမေတ္တာအားကမကောင်းသေးဘူးဆိုတော့ဒီအချိန်မျိုးမှာသွားပြီးမုန်းတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဘွားရင်မေတ္တာစိတ်မဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့ဒေါသဒေါမနတစိတ်တွေဖြစ်လာတတ်တယ
် So a person one hates, so there is hate for this person, and also at the beginning of the metta practice the metta is not yet strong. So if one were to take a hated person at the outset of one's practice, then instead of metta, there would only arise dosa, all forms of anger, in one's mind.
Tadya, metta ku zanya aung bwaro me sude yogi bhaggu ha asa zo eri ku mou ni de bhaggu ma bwa ne o ne.
So for people or meditators who want to cultivate metta in order to attain the jhanas, they should not start the metta meditation practice with the person they hate.
Now, metta angkong la de ka jaro bwa lo ya ba le jaro.
However, later on, when the metta has become strong, then it will be possible to develop metta for a hated person.
မေတ္တာအကောင်းနေပြီလို့ဆိုတော့ဘုသူ့ဘွားဘွားဘုန်းတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဘွားဘွားယန္တုဘွားဘွားဒေါသဒေါမနတာမဖြစ်တော့ပါဘူးမေတ္တာစိတ်ပဲဖြစ်တော့တာပါပဲ
When the metta has become really strong and powerful, at that time one can develop metta for any person, be it a person one hates or be it an enemy. So at that time, it is possible to cultivate loving-kindness without anger or ill will or hatred arising.
Now, Namanika, Ku alun chikkin ne bhaggu gule sabi metta ma bwa ne.
Then the second kind of person one should not develop metta for at the beginning of the metta practice is a person who is very dear to one, like a very dear person, a very close person, a person one loves very much.
ဒါလည်းပဲကိုယ်မှာမေတ္တာကသိအာမကောင်းနေဘူးဒီချိန်မှာကိုယ်ကသပြီးအလွန်ချစ်တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုသွားပွားရင်မေတ္တာစိတ်မဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့တဏှာရာဂစိတ်တွေဖြစ်လာတတ်တယ်
Because at the outset of one's metta practice, metta is not yet strong. And so if one would cultivate metta for a person one loves very much or a person who one feels very close to, then instead of metta, there would lust and attachment arise, raga and tanha.
Namadunga. မချင်မမုန်းပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုလည်းပဲစပြီးမေတ္တာမပွားနိုင်အောင်နဲ့
And then the third person one should not cultivate metta for at the beginning of one's metta practice is a neutral person, a person one neither loves nor hates.
ဒါလည်းကိုယ်ကမေတ္တာအနှင်းနေတော့ထိုချိန်မှာမချင်မမုန်းပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုစပြီးမေတ္တာပွားတော့မေတ္တာ
So So if one were to take a neutral person at the beginning of one's practice, then because metta is not yet strong, then it would be rather difficult to develop metta for this neutral person.
Now, number 4 ga yandu poggu ko le be metta sa ma bwa ne o.
And then the fourth kind of person, this is an enemy. One should not take an enemy at the beginning of one's metta practice.
အကောမေတ္တာအနေနေတဲ့အချိန်မှုဉာဏ်သူသွားဘွားလာရဲ့ဒါမေတ္တာစိတ်မဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့ခဏလိုဒေါသဒေါမနတာတွေဖြစ်လာတတ်တယ်တဲ့
If one were to take an enemy at the beginning of one's metta practice, then instead of metta, there would arise dosa, anger, hatred, ill will.
ဒါမေတ္တာစပြီးမပွားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်၄ဦးရှောင်ရှားရတယ်
။ So these are the kind of persons one should not take as one's object for the metta practice in the beginning. So one should avoid these persons.
နောက်တစ်ခါမေတ္တာကိုဆန်ရအောင်ပွားလိုတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဟာဟိုတီးတန့်ပိုင်းခြားပြီးသူတိုက်သွားမပွားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တူဦးရှိတယ်
။ And then for people, meditators who want to develop metta to attain the jhanas, there is another kind of person one should not take at the beginning of one's practice.
အဲ့ဒါကလိမ္မာတူတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ
် And this kind of person is a person from the opposite sex.
မေတ္တာကိုဇာရအောင်ပွားတော့မယ်ဆိုတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကကို့မှာမေတ္တာကလည်းအားနည်းနေတယ်ထိုချိန်မှာကိုကလေမတူတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မျိုးသားအတွက်မျိုးသမီးပေါ့မျိုးသမီးများအတွက်ဆိုရင်မျိုးသားကိုသွားပြီးမေတ္တာပွားလိုက်ရင်အဲ့ဒီမှာမေတ္တာစိတ်မဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့တဏှာရာဂစိတ်တွေဖြစ်လာတတ်တယ
် So a person who wants to develop metta to attain the jhanas, if a person then takes another personof the opposite sex as one's object of metta meditation, then because one's metta is still weak, then instead of metta, there would arise craving, lust, and attachment. And this means men should not take a woman as the object, and women should not take a man.As the object.
ဒါနဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့သီတ္တိမေတ္တာကဟိုတိရိလင်္ကာမှာဖြစ်တဲ့ဖြစ်ရတဲ့ခုကိုဖော်ပြတာလေ
In regard to this instruction, there is an example mentioned in the Visuddhimagga, which happened in Sri Lanka.
တိရိလင်္ကာမှာတကတရားကဟိုမေတ္တာပွားတာသူကဝါသနာပါတာဟုတ်ဝါသနာပါတော့အင်းကိုဆွမ်းငံကြွလာတဲ့ဘုန်းကြီးကိုမေးတယ်လို့ကြားတော့တဲ့မေတ္တာပွားခြင်းနဲ့ဘုသူစာပြီးပွားရမလို့လို့မေးတယ
် So at one time there was a man in Sri Lanka and he had the habit of or he took interest in the cultivation of metta meditation and one day when a monkpassed in front of his house for alms round, he approached the monk and said, Venerable, I'd like to practice metta meditation. For whom should I start to cultivate metta?
And the Bhunya said,
And so then the monk replied,take a person you love very much for your metta meditation practice.
နာနေဒီတကားလည်းသူဘုန်းကြီးပြန်သွားတဲ့အခါကျတော့သူအချစ်ဆုံးပုဂ္ဂိုလ်လောကထဲမှာရွေးလိုက်ကြည်လိုက်တဲ့အခါကျတော့သူ့ရဲ့အချစ်ဆုံးပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကသူ့အမျိုးသမီးသူ့မိန်းမပဲဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့
So then when the monk had left, the man reflected, who was the person he loved most in this world. And he came to realize that this was his wife. And so then he started to develop metta for his wife. He cultivated metta for his wife with the wish, may my wife be well, happy and peaceful. May my wife be well, happy and peaceful. And as he was cultivating metta, then instead of a genuine metta, there arose craving and lust, tanha and raga in his mind. So when he was practicing metta meditation, so then he and his wife, they stayed in two different rooms. And so then when lust and craving arose in the man's mind, at night he could not sleep. So he got up and he then knocked on the door of the room where his wife was sleeping. And he banged his head on the door. So if one takes a person at the beginning of one's metta practice, one should not take at the beginning, then this can be the outcome, this can be the suffering that follows. However, last week, one meditator reported something in the interview to Sayado. The meditator said, I was developing metta while walking on the forest path. And the practice went very well, and the metta was quite strong. And I felt very light in both body and mind. It even felt as if there were no body. And as he was practicing metta in this way on the forest path, his wife came also along the forest path. And he said, when he noticed that this person was his wife, his metta did not disappear. There was no craving or lust arising in his mind, but instead his metta was still flowing and strong. And when he was cultivating metta for his wife, there was only metta arising in his heart and mind. He said there was no lust, no craving, no attachment arising.
Mm-hmm. ပေါ်ရဘူးဆိုတာဒီမေတ္တာအမကောင်းသေးခင်အဲပြောတာလို့ဒီလိုပဲကောက်ချက်ချရမှာပေါ့လေမေတ္တာအကောင်းလာပြီဆိုတဲ့အချိန်ကျတော့သူစုပဲပွားပွားဒါပွားလို့သဏ္ဍာရကသတိကိလေသာစိတ်တွေဖြစ်တော့ပါဘူ
း So the instruction that one should notcultivate metta for a person of the opposite sex at the beginning of one's practice is meant for the beginning of one's practice when one's metta is not yet strong. However, after practicing for some time and when the metta has become really strong, then there is no problem or one can cultivate metta for a person of the opposite sex withoutthe defilements or the kilesas such as craving and lust arising
na metta lowa ma bwa tin ne pukku shi de ada le pyo aw
and now Sayadaw will explain about those persons for whom one should not cultivate metta
metta lowa ma bwa tin ne pukku wa budu le lo so ra
So, a person for whom one should absolutely not cultivate metta is a person who has died. Also here, there is an example mentioned in the Visuddhimagga. So, in Sri Lanka, at one time, one monk was practicing metta meditation. And he was practicing metta for his preceptor. He developed metta for his preceptor with the wish, may my preceptor be well, happy, and peaceful. May my preceptor be well, happy, and peaceful. And although he practiced diligently and sincerely, he could not develop concentration based on the metta practice.
ဆရာတော်ဤတပါးဘုဒ္ဓတနဲ့ပြည့်စုံတဲ့ဆရာတော်ဤတပါးကိုသွားပြီးမေးတယ်။ဆရာတော်လည်းတပည့်တော်ဥပိ္ပဇေဆရာအဲတပည့်တော်မေတ္တာပွားတာတမာတိမရဘူးဘူးတမာတိမဖြစ်ဘူးဖရာလို့ပြောတယ်
။ So although he did his best in the practice, he tried or he practiced very diligently, he simply could not attain any concentration.And so with that, he went to a monk who was learned, and he approached him and he said to him, I am practicing metta meditation, but I am not able to develop concentration based on the metta practice. So then that monk asked him, for whom are you developing metta? And then the monk replied, I am developing metta for my preceptor.
And
then the teacher said, well, in this case, please...make some inquiries about your preceptor. And when the monk made some inquiries about his preceptor, he learned that his preceptor had died.
ပွဲလုံးသွားပါပြီတဲ့ဘုရားလို့ရှောက်တယ်ရှောက်တော့ဆရာတော်ရပြောတယ်အေးဒါကြောင့်မင်းမေတ္တာတမာရီမရတာမဖြစ်တာလို့မိန်နေတယ်
Then the monk went back to the teacher and he said, I have made inquiries and I have found out that my preceptor had died. And so then the teacher said, well, yes, that's why you are not able to develop concentration based on the metta practice. So this story illustrates the point that if one develops metta for a person who has died, one cannot develop concentration based on the metta practice. When it is said, one should not take a person who has died, so this means, or this refers to the person in this life, who has died, who is not alive anymore. However, if one would incline the mind to the being that has been reborn, then one can cultivate metta for that being in some existence or another. So, in order to cultivate metta, to attain the jhanas, the absorptions, these are the points or the persons we should avoid.
Now, metta dia bware bogo zanya o metta bwaro me so lo yin metta sagalo ma mya sia bu ne nai na mya ne sia.
When we want to develop metta in order to attain the jhanas, then the metta wishes or the metta phrases, they should be short. They should not consist of many words, only few words.
Yusu bwa mya de sagalon ni a she ji a mya ji yusu bwa mya ni tamari phit da ni de bwa don ne tamari me phit nai metta a le don ne ma kaung.
If one takes long sentences consisting of many words for cultivating metta in order to attain the jhana, then it will take a very long time to develop concentration.
Yuzu bwa mya de tsagalung a du du jin jin ne ne yuzu bwa mya lo metta tamari myan myan ya de.
However, if we have a metta wish, a metta phrase, which is short, consisting of few words, short and to the point, then one is able to quickly gain concentration. And also, the nature of metta will arise quickly. Another point is when one uses this metta wish, metta phrase, it should be in a language one understands very well. If one recites these metta wishes in a language one does not understand, then first of all, the mind will not be so interested in the cultivation of loving kindness, and it will also the quality of one's metta will not be very strong, and also the concentration will not become very deep.
When we
recite these metta wishes in a language we understand very well, then the mind is interested in the practice, and then the quality of metta develops and becomes strong, and also developing at also concentration develops quickly.
Jitsu bwamya de metta sagalong ye adibhe ri ri ko le mja mja le sinjin bi jitsu bwa ya.
And when reciting these metta wishes, one should at the same time reflect upon the meaning of these words.
Tamari a kaung ni de chein so yin na adibhe ko sinjin bu ma lo ba u le.
However, when the concentration has become very good, then there is no more need to deeply reflect on the meaning of the words.
Negatari ma kileda niyurana daya ri win bi la de ka myu sin sa de teku tei de mya ni de ka myu pyin ne ka myu ait chin ne ka myu aidi lu ka myu ja ro yutsu ze lu yutsu de metta sagalo yin adibhe li de ko sin jin bi bwa bi ya.
However, at times when there are many thoughts coming into the mind, or at times when there are many defilements, kilesas coming into the mind, or at times when one feels bored, or at times when one feels sleepy, at that time one should make a point to reflect on the meaning of these metta wishes. Sometimes it happens that meditators notice that they are simply reciting the words, the metta wishes, however, there is no metta present. And at such a moment or such a time, then meditators should reflect on the meaning of the words.
So, ya ba so, seya jamma ba di lo so yin, seya ma yoga vedana di kinshin bi ni de khana ku yok ku ayum yu sin jin ya de.
So for example, if we wish, may my teacher be well, so then we should reflect that may he be well, this means may the teacher be free from sickness, may he be free from pain or unpleasant sensations.
Seya chanda ba si lo yut so lo yin seya ye sait ma so yin mu de bu so yin mu de lobha dosa sa de kileta de kin bi sait nyin yi chanda ni de tabogu sin jin bi seya chanda ba si seya chanda ba si lo de lo bwa.
And then the wish, may my teacher be happy and peaceful. So happy and peaceful refers to the mind, meaning may my teacher be free from worries, may he be free from defilements, starting with lobha, all forms of greed, dosa, forms of anger, and so on. So really wishing one's teacher to be happy and have a peaceful mind.
Nadaguga metta bwa yin su su zai zai bwa le bwa shan shan ma bwa ya.
And another point to take notice of is when you cultivate metta, please do it thoroughly, do not do it superficially. If one does it lightly and superficially, then metta will not really become strong, and also the concentration based on the metta practice will not really develop.
Metta in Wagong Chitamian, Now metta tamadhi phit tha myan le.
Only when one develops metta thoroughly, then the metta will arise and become strong, and at the same time one's concentration will deepen.
Now ku bwa lu de pogu bdu ku bwa me so ywe ywe pi lo yin tu ai pogu tan sit ku nyot a de.
So then when we choose a person as the object of our meditation, then we should reflect, think about, and then choose one person.
So that Sia Gu Bora Mezu, Gu Balure, Sia De U, Deogu, Vicheva.
So then, for example, if we want to cultivate metta for a teacher, then we choose one teacher and we stick to this teacher. Then we incline our mind towards this teacher, we direct our mind towards that teacher. So then we incline our mind, our heart towards the teacher, and that's enough. It doesn't matter whether a mental image of this teacher appears in our mind or not. So that's not the main point, to have a mental image of the teacher. That's not needed. Some meditators report that, for example, when cultivating metta for a teacher, that they create an image of the teacher in their mind and then cultivate metta for this teacher. So there is no need to create a mental image in one's mind of the teacher.
The metta dhok de dana rori ma le be jangama metta dhok de guna ma ho di na ma ho nyata bia doro miya miya ho dara si adi di ho de ka di metta bu de pogu de ye metta bu bu si ya ma si de tatta mari bu bi su lo jin sait ku si ya ma nyu bi si ya ma ni arung tatta wari jam ma ja ba di chana ja ba si di lo be bwa ya de le bon ni bo ang pho bi ma bwa bu ma nyun ja u.
So there are many places in the scriptures that talk about the metta meditation practice, for example also the Metta Sutta, and in the scriptures it's basically said that, for example, one should cultivate loving kindness to all beings in the East. So cultivating metta for all beings in the East. But it's nowhere said in the scriptures that one should create a mental image of the person or beings who are the object of one's metta meditation.
Anoya majida tattvari metta purome so lo shin sei ne anoya majida tattvari sei nyu nyu bi lo shin pisimaya aditaya tabbidatta avira hantu abhyapitta hantu aniga hantu dukkhadana pariharantu dilo we bwa ra twi ya.
Or for example, if one cultivates metta for all beings in the West, then one should incline one's mind, one's heart to the West and develop metta for these beings in the West. It can also be with the wishes in Pali, sabbe satta avira hontu, sabbe satta abhyapaccha hontu, sabbe satta aniga hontu, sabbe satta sukhiyatanang pariharantu.
အဲ့ဒီမှာဘုံဖော်ပြီးမှဘွားပါလို့မပါဘူ
း So it's not said in the scriptures that one needed to create a mental image of these beings
ဘုံဖော်လို့လည်းလုံးဝမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးလေ
And in this regard with these beings it's actually impossible to have a mental image
ဒီအနောက်ရမှာရှိတတ္တဝါတွေလို့ခိုင်သိတဲ့မှာပုံဖော်ကြည့်တယ်မှာဘယ်လိုဖော်မှာလဲ
So for example meta for all beings in the west in the western direction how would you create a mental image of all beings in the west
ကိုမမြင်မှုတဲ့တတ္တဝါတွေကိုမရောက်တဲ့မရောက်ဘူးတဲ့နေရာတွေအများကြီးရတယ်နေရာတွေကိုအကုန်လုံးသိတဲ့ပုံဖော်ဖို့ဆိုဘယ်လိုဖြစ်နိုင်မှာလဲ
So there are many beingsyou have never seen. There are many beings in many places you have never been. So how would you be able to create a mental image of all these beings? Or else, if you develop metta for the devas, wishing may all devas be well, happy and peaceful,May all devas be well, happy and peaceful. So how would you create the mental image of a deva or the devas? Have you seen a deva? So that's why we do not need to create a mental image.Of the person or being who is the object of our metta meditation. What is needed is to cultivate this benevolent wish for the welfare and happiness of the other person or being.
သူကျမ်းမှချမ်းသာစေလိုတဲ့စိတ်မေတ္တာစိတ်အဲ့ဒီမေတ္တာစိတ်အင်္ဂါကုန်ဖြစ်အောင်လည်းပြုစားပြီးပေါ်ရတယ
် However sometimes it can happen that the mental image of a person pops up in our mind especially to persons we know very well persons we feel very close to and so when that happens when a mental imageof the person who is the object of your metta meditation appears in your mind, at that time, do not pay much attention to the mental image, but rather continue to cultivate this metta wish for the other person, to wish him or her to be really well, happy and peaceful.
Boom, 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 boom.ဘုံကိုပြုသက်လိုက်ရင်မေတ္တာစိတ်ပျောက်သွားတာရှိတယ်ညှော်နေသွားတာရှိတယ
် If one would pay attention to the mental image of the person that has appeared in one's mind then one's metta would decrease and one's concentration would weaken
ဒီဘာကံပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ပြုံးနေတာတွေအာယုံပြုအဲဒီလင်းရှင်လန်းနေတာတွေအာယုံပြုအဲ့ဒီလိုဘုံကိုပြုစိုက်ပွားမိမိဒီအတွက်ကြောင့်မို့ဒီမေတ္တာစိတ်ကညှော်နေသွားတယ်တကယ်တည်းလုံးဝပျောက်သွားတာလည်းဖြစ်တတ်တယ်ရှိတတ်တယ
် So the person who is the object of your metta meditation may appear in your mind as a mental image you may see this person smilingBut then when you pay attention to this mental image, then metta will weaken or sometimes then it completely disappears. So if one pays attention to the mental image, if one takes that as the object, then the metta...will become weaker or even completely disappear.
ဒါကတည်းကတော့ဒီကူကမေတ္တာစိတ်ကိုအဆက်မပြတ်ဖြစ်အောင်ဂရုစိုက်ပြီးတတိထားပွားပွားပွားပြီးနေတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ပ ုံပြောက်သွားတာဒီလိုလည်းဖြစ်တတ်တယ
် Then sometimes what also can happen is that if one continues to develop metta continuously without any interruption then it can happen that this mental image which had appeared suddenly disappears
ဒါကမေတ္တာစိတ်ကိုကဘိယုဆိုင်တတိထာမိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ပုံသဏ္ဍာန်ပျောက်သွားတာလေ
And this happens because one had been paying attention to the cultivation of metta, the cultivation of the metta quality, and that's why then the mental image disappears.
ဒါမေတ္တာယောဂီများမှာဒီအခက်အခဲကတွေ့တတ်တယ်။အဲပုံကိုအာရုံပြုဂရုစိုက်မိလို့ရှိရင်မေတ္တာစိတ်ပျောက်သွားတယ်။မေတ္တာစိတ်ကိုတတိထားဂရုစိုက်ပွားနေရင်ပုံသဏ္ဍာန်ပျောက်သွားတယ်။ဒီဒါရီကဖြစ်တတ်တယ်ဖြစ်နေတာ
So these are difficulties that can be encountered by metta meditation meditators. So a mental image may weaken one's metta or make it disappear. Or when one continues to cultivate metta and the metta is strong, then the mental image disappears by itself.
ပုံသဏ္ဍာန်ကိုဂရုစိုက်နေသည့်အတွက်မေတ္တာစိတ်ညော့သွားနည်းသွားတာပျောက်သွားတာမဖြစ်စေရ
So really be careful that you do not pay attention to the mental image which may arise because this can weaken the metta or make it disappear altogether
မေတ္တာစိတ်တတိမေတ္တာစိတ်ဒီအဆက်မပြတ်ဖြစ်အောင်မေတ္တာစိတ်အင်္ဂါအကောင်ဖြစ်အောင်ဆိုပြီးမေတ္တာစိတ်ကိုဂရုစိုက်တတိထားပြီးပွားနေသည့်အတွက်ကြောင့်ပုံသဏ္ဍာန်ပျောက်သွားတာကသိအရေးမကြီးဘူ
း So be careful that you develop metta continuously without any gaps without any interruptions and practicing in this way the metta becoming strongerthen the mental image which has disappeared then may suddenly disappear which is perfectly fine
တကယ်မေတ္တာသမารိအကောင်းလာပြီဆိုတဲ့အခါဘုံကပျောက်သွားတာပဲဘုံပျောက်သွားပြီးတော့ဘာကျန်နေဘာဖြစ်နေတုန်းဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီမေတ္တာစိတ်လေးပဲအင်္ဂါကောင်ဖြစ်နေတယ
် so when one continues to cultivate the metta and with that the concentration becomes very deep then as I said the mental image disappears and then what is left is just this very strong and powerful metta loving kindness or benevolence
အဲ့ဒီကမျိုးမှာဒါပုံကိုပြန်ပြီးပေါ်အောင်ဖော်ဖို့မလိုဘူးမေတ္တာစိတ်အားကောင်းတဲ့အားကောင်း
So what is needed is to simply continue to develop metta, to make the metta even stronger, to make it even more powerful, whether or not a mental image appears.
Yeah, Jamma Chanda Thiru De, Adi Metta Zay, Ingha Gong Chinnibu Adha Diga Ali.
So, cultivating metta for a teacher, for example, wishing may my teacher be well, happy and peaceful. So by repeatedly cultivating this wish, we want to make the metta really strong and powerful.
Metta bware, metta bware, sara pali lu ro metta bhavana lu kho re.
So when we talk of metta meditation or cultivating metta in Pali this is called metta bhavana
arima metta bhavana lo be ba de ho tan thana bhavana lo di lo ma ba u metta bhavana so de de be ya metta ku sa ma pya phi aw in ga kaung phi aw bwa ba de be ya
so it says or it's calledMetta Bhavana, it's not called Santana Bhavana. Metta Bhavana means to develop and cultivate this quality of Metta in one's heart and mind. So it's not said that one must create a mental image in one's mind and heart. It's not said that one must try to have a mental image in one's mind. It only says one should incline one's mind towards the teacher and then cultivate, develop metta for this person. So this is something you should be especially careful about. So especially for people who have practiced Vipassana meditation, who have experienced meditators in Vipassana meditation, in that practice, in the Vipassana meditation, it's about mental and physical phenomena, to be mindful of all mental and physical processes that are happening in body and mind. So there it's to be mindful of these mental and physical processes in order to understand. So it's not about creating a mental image. And for metta meditators, whether or not a mental image appears in one's metta meditation, one does not need to pay attention to this, but what is needed is to cultivate loving kindness uninterruptedly and without any break.
နောက်တစ်ခုတတိယတရားလေးကကိုယ်ကဆရာတူကိုရွေးပြီးတော့ဆရာကျမ်းမာပါသေးချမ်းသာပါသေးဆရာကျမ်းမာပါသေးနဲ့ပွားအဲ့ဒီခိုက်မှာဟိုဆရာကဘောလာဒီဆရာကဘောလာကိုရွေးထားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မဟုတ်တဲ့ဆရာတွေပေါ်လာတတ်တဲ့အခြားပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေလည်းပေါ်ပေါ်ပေါ်ပေါ်ပြီးလာတတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒီလိုလာတဲ့အခါမှာအဲ့ဒီနောက်ထပ်ကိုရွေးထားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်မဟုတ်လို့ရှိရင်အဲ့ဒါတွ
Another point to be careful about is, let's say you are cultivating metta for a teacher. May my teacher be well, happy and peaceful. And once you have chosen the teacher, you should stick with this one teacher, even though other teachers may appear in your mind. If that happens, then you should not go to a second teacher or to a third teacher to cultivate metta, but you stay with the one teacher you have chosen, and you simply ignore or put the other teachers away who might appear in your mind. So especially when some degree of concentration has been developed, this can happen or can frequently happen that other teachers also pop up in the mind.
So
when concentration has developed to a certain degree through one's metta practice, then this can happen that besides the person one has chosen as the object of one's metta meditation practice, other people appear in one's mind. This can be another teacher, it can be one's mother, can be a friend or any other person. But when that happens, one should say kind of, yeah, I will cultivate metta for you later, not now. Because the objects for one's metta meditation are many. There are many people, many beings.
เมตตาตมารีก้องตัวไปဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့လေအဲ့ဒီလိုမပေါ်တော့ပါဘူးကိုယူရထားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုပို့လို့တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ပေါ်မှာပဲသူတိုင်းနေဝင်ပြီးတော့ဘဝနေပို့နေဖြစ်ပို့နေဖြစ်တော့တာပါပဲအဲเมตตาตมารีမဖြစ်သေးဘူးဆိုရင်တော့အခြားယူနေပေါ်ပေါ်ပေါ်ပြီးလာတယ်เมตตาตมารีก้องตัวไปဆိုရင်တော့ကိုအာယုံပြုတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ပေါ်မှာပဲစိတ်ကစူးစမ်းပြီးတော့เมตตาတွေဖြစ်နေတော့တ
Later on in one's practice, when the concentration has become really deep through the practice of metta meditation, then because of that very deep concentration, the mind will stay with the chosen person for one's metta meditation. At such a time, then other people, other beings will not pop up in one's mind. So the mind will not go there, but stay with the one chosen person because one's concentration is so deep. If at the beginning of one's metta meditation practice, one would cultivate metta for all these persons, beings who appear in one's mind, then it would take a long time to develop concentration. If one chooses just one person, one being, at the outset of one's metta practice, and then repeatedly cultivates metta for this one person, in this way one's concentration will develop quickly. So yesterday instructed the new yogis to cultivate metta for themselves and also cultivate metta for a respected person or a benefactor. Sayadaw said that first of all, half an hour you should cultivate metta for yourself, and then the next half an hour you should develop metta for the respected person. So now you can reflect or notice for whom of these two persons is it better to cultivate metta. Is it easier to develop metta when you cultivate it for yourself, or is it easier when you develop metta for the respected person? And if you find that it is easier for one of these two persons, then you can spend more time for the person for whom it's easier. So if it's easier for yourself, then you spend more time to develop metta for yourself. If it's easier to develop metta for the respected person or benefactor, then you can spend more time to develop metta for that benefactor. So here you have to see and adjust the practice for yourself. So, Sayadaw has noticed that for some meditators, it's easier to cultivate metta for themselves. However, for other meditators, it's easier to cultivate metta for a respected person. Some meditators have reported to Sayadaw, it's not possible to develop metta for myself because I really hate myself. So Sayadaw says, I love myself. How come that some meditators, some people hate themselves? That's why please check for yourself for which of these two persons it's easier to cultivate metta, and then pick the person for whom it's easier to develop metta and spend more time with that person. So the instruction that Sayadaw has given has been to do metta for yourself and for the respected person in the sitting meditation as well as in the walking meditation, and during general activities like eating or other activities, during that time you should develop metta for all living beings. And the instruction for the old yogis is to continue with the cultivation of metta for the beings in the 10 directions. So may all of you, through the practice of metta meditation, become virtuous people, being filled with happiness in both body and mind.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.